Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klal Mem, and looking at Simen Yud Aleph. So Savak bin Atilas Yadayim is Lekula. So the Mishnah says Mesechtas Yadayim. If a person has a Savak, even if he has multiple Svekas in regards to whether his Yadayim was kosher, Allah says we go Lekula. He's not sure if this water had been used for something else, and therefore it was possible for Atila. He's not sure if he had enough water when he did the Natila. It was revius or not. He's not sure if maybe there was a chitzit on his hands. He has a suffix if the kli was a valid kli. So the luck is in all of these cases we say suffix the tilas yadayim is the kula. Now to avoid in the Mishnah whether that this is not the regular din of suffix the brun the kula. This seems to be an above and beyond, and on top of that din of Safak Rabban on the Kula, there's another din of Safak Adayim is the Kula. Both of them are true. Each one stands on its own. So over here, theoretically, really, we should argue that maybe the din of Safak Rabban on the Kula shouldn't apply because we're dealing with a case of a Chazaka. Chazar Masak and the Gabi, these Alachas, the hands, Stam Adayim, are Osir, are Tomei. For these purposes, so it has a chesis tuma, and we're not sure if it became tor. Now we have, let's say, a person has a suffix in regards to mikvah, a person who's vare tome, and has a suffix if the mikvah, if the tefillah was valid. So over there we have he has a chesis tuma, and the chazak of the chesis tuma tells me that he's tome. We have a general rule the Torah gave in a case of suffix. Now, do we apply the din of chazaka by suffix rabbanon? We have a rule suffix rabbanon lekula, but we also have a concept of chazaka. Chazaka tells me that if we have a suffix, if something is tummy or not, if something changed or not, we should use the rules of chazaka to paskin that even by Isid Rabbanon. So this is the machlokes, whether Chazaka works in Isid Rabbanon. So to paskin the Safik, but in regards to the din of Yadayim, so one chiddush of element of Yadayim, even though there's a tumah, we're going to say that it's tor, even if you hold that normally Chazaka would paskin a din of Safik by Rabbanon. But over here it's not going to paskin like that. We're going to say that it's tor. That's one way to understand the chiddush of Safak Yadayim is the kula. Now the Chayyadim continues and he says, "Fil yesh ben kol hanak svekas, even if it has all of these svekas." So he has four or five reasons why maybe his tefillah was not valid. It could be there wasn't a revius. Could be the kli wasn't valid. Could be there was a chitzit on his hands. Maybe the water was water which is used for malacha, etc. So we have many, many reasons why his netilah might not be valid. So that's called a svek svek alahachmir. So even in the case of svek svek alahachmir, we're going to say suffik didayim. Chazal said that it's going to be mutter. Now, do we say svek svek alahachmir by a derabbanan? So this is also machlekes. And there's a Kaveger in Hilchas Tchumen, which discusses this question in Siman Tov Daled. And he brings that the Mishnah Melech says that by even my Sabbat Rabbanon, Svek Sveka, normally you'd be Machmer, and Sabbat Yadayim is a special Kula. The Mishnah Melech holds that even by Sabbat Yadayim, Svek Sveka, you're Machmer. And the Mishnah, which lists multiple svekas, meant in any one of them, and not all of them together. And Kaveg over there, in the case of Hilchas Tchumen, he brings a rye from over there that you don't say svek svek alahachar by derabanan. And the reason is because even after it's a svek svek, it still remains a suffik, and we have a rule suffik derabanan lekula. So svek svek doesn't make it that it's not a suffik. So even though svek svek can be madrisa deraisa, we don't turn around and say, well, because which means the chera, that's not a suffix, it's a vare. Because we have a rule suffix, the raisa l'kula. I said that wrong. We have a rule suffix, the raisa l'chumra. And now We're saying, why should Sveik, if even after Sveik Sveik, it's still a Suffolk, you should be Machmer. No, that Sveik Sveik is a way to paskin up that Shaila. So, but in the case of a Suffolk Derbonon, it remains a Suffolk even after it's a Sveik Sveik, it's a Suffolk, and we have a rule Suffolk Derbonon Lakula. That's your Kreger's understanding to explain the din over there. So over here also, the rules of Suffolk Gedayim is Tor, even though there are multiple Sveikas, the still din of Suffolk Gedayim is Tor, not like the Mishnah Melech, and that's how we paskin. V'chein kol hanach machloikas apoiskim, azin al kula, Suffolk Gedayim is Tor, v'chein kol yetz b'zak kibish etzil sedam hu mirabonon, azin al besveikul l'kula. So Chazal said that by Suffolk Gedayim you can be mekul. Now, if you have an option of being metal your hands in a way which is b'vadei kosher, you have to exercise that option. Let's say you already washed, you mechuyev to go wash again. Mr. Brewer says that yes, you should do so. And he brings the Beis Yosef that if a person is, he should even go out, seek out kosher water. Now, how far does he need to go to seek out this kosher water? Like this chumer that we're saying that you mechuyev to keep checking. How far do we take it? So Chazini says, if there's nothing easily available, it would be very difficult to get it, so you're not mechuyev to be machmer. His hands he did a vow in the tila, and he thinks maybe something happened which would make his hands tomei. So the rule is that Suffolk Yadayim is Tor. Have a good day.